Theo's somebody that I've watched for a long time, actually. He'll give us the one thing that we don't really have at the minute, and that's raw pace. Up front, it gives us other options. He can fit into the system we're playing. It lets us change systems if we want to, from 4-2-3-1, 4-3-3, 4-4-2 even. And at 24, he's at an age now where, knowing the kid, speaking to the kid, he's really determined to kick his career on there.
I was going to say, he has had flashes of brilliance, hasn't he, in the early part of his career. He needs that regularly now.
He does, and he knows that. Through speaking to him, he's got a hunger, he's got a desire, and he realises now that at 24 it's time for his career to kick on. If it doesn't happen for him this time here, where's he going to go? I'm not being harsh with that. But it's up to myself, my staff, and Theo and his teammates to get the best out of him, because we do believe he can be a big asset for us.
So you perhaps think then, in terms of a high level like this, this is almost like last chance saloon for him?
I wouldn't say last chance saloon. Look, he scored 9 goals before Christmas last year, without necessarily playing every game. So he's proved he can do it for whatever reason. It didn't happen for him at Derby, but we believe it can happen from here, and he'll be a big threat for us.
What's the terms of his deal? How long have you got him for initially?
We've signed a 3-year contract, because we believe longer term that Theo can be a huge asset to us. You know, he's another one that is at the right age, another one that can improve, but somebody that can come in and make an impact at the minute.
You've been linked with Alex Nimmerly, a young player at Manchester City. Was there ever any truth in that?
It made me laugh that Alex supposedly played in the reserves on Tuesday and has been in training with us. He's actually injured and out for 6 weeks, so
right.
He must be some player if he can do that. In all fair, Alex is a player that we spoke to Man City about getting a possible loan done. You know, and like Theo, he's somebody that's got a lot of ability and a lot of pace, and over the years, my contacts at City that I've seen a lot of, but that won't be happening anytime soon because he's out injured.
But not completely off the radar. I mean, 6 weeks isn't a long time, is it? Is that something you might revisit?
I probably wouldn't think. Maybe in January, once he gets his, because although he's out for 6 weeks, he still has to get match fitness and get his fitness back as well. But I'll keep telling you, we never rule out good players.
Speaking of good players, I picked up the paper the other day and Federico Marqueda has again been linked with this football club, not for the first time this summer, this transfer window. Is there any truth in that whatsoever? Have you looked at him?
It's amazing, all these weird and wonderful names that keep coming out.
Oh, there'll be more.
Marqueda is somebody that is a top player, and at 21 he's the right age as well. There was a phone call went in, but it's not something that we'll be able to do anytime soon.
Because he's got, he's in the final year of his contract, isn't he, at Man United? He'll be looking for something else.
I don't think United are ruling out on being part of their first team squad as well. He is a talented boy, but you know, like I said, when the Nick Powell thing came around, I'm sure there'll be a lot of other clubs that would be interested as well.
You alluded to it a few moments ago. You have had a look at some players on trial here in the match the other day. Can you shed some light on that? Who did you have a look at?
Ali Tunkara, who started at Lyon in France, and he's at the Clermont out there, and Dembele, the big centre half. But both of them at the minute won't be pursuing.
In terms of other trialists, do you have plans to get anybody else in to have a look at in a scenario like that again?
No,
soon?
Not at the minute. Not at the minute. You know, we're happy with the squad shaping up. I think we've got to say that. Thank Gavin and the board for letting me bring in the players I have done recently as well. You know, because it's quite easy to give these sort of people a bit of stick, and they don't always get the credit they deserve.
I think the last time we spoke, you were just about to bring in one or two. Kamalo had just arrived, and you were still looking at other areas of the squad. Having brought Robinson in now, is there anything else imminent in the pipeline here?
I wouldn't say imminent, no. We're fairly happy with the squad we've got. You know, what we've done with the players we've brought in. You know, the likes of Reece Wibar as well. Reece can play right back, he can play centre half, and he can play left back. Theo can play anywhere along the line up top. So we've brought players that are versatile, that can fit in how we want to play as well.
Well, that alludes to perhaps another question. Tommy Spurr has obviously moved on now. Husband has slotted in there well in the first couple of games. So are you not necessarily looking for somebody else in that if Reece Ribeiro can play in a couple of positions?
Well, what I've got to do is keep the players on their toes and constantly keep looking for good players that's going to improve us. From Obi's part, I think the kid's done fantastic. You know, he's come in for 2 games, he's grown in confidence all the time. And it's important that we believe in our own kids and play our own kids. You know, there'll be times when not just the younger ones, players throughout a season will play bad games. It's important to know that they've got a manager that's going to stick by them and believe in them. And that's what we're doing with Hubby at the minute. If anything did happen, you know, we have got cover there at the minute as well.
In terms of general team newsy stuff, is everybody fit and well from the last game?
Yeah, they are. All fit and ready to go, which is good. You know, we've got a decent size squad to pick from there. You know, Mark Duval's coming back, and Harry Forrester's starting running this week, so he won't be too far away, hopefully. Just got to get a bit of pre-season work into him, which he's delighted about.
Yeah, I'm sure he
so,
is.
So, you know, everything's taking shape well.
So, Duval Fernandez, that was about 3 months, 10 weeks, 3 months initially. So how's his initial rehab coming along then?
Yes, it's coming along really well. What we've got to do is be a little bit careful with Mark, because he's such an eager kid and eager to impress and get back into training that we don't rush him back too quickly. But he's working hard, and you know, we're hopefully, he's saying it'll be 2 weeks, but I think it's another 5 or 6.
It's interesting, at the start of the interview you mentioned the formation and how you're playing at the moment. What do you see in that? Why did you decide that was the way to begin for Doncaster Rovers?
I think with the players we've got available to us, and the players we've brought in, you know, the Duffy, Coppinger, Cottrell, you know, Bennett, Forrester to come in. That system with good footballers that they are, and the energy they play with sometimes causes teams problems. You know, we're not quite there as getting it over 90 minutes yet, but it is relatively new system with a new group of players, you know, but the signs have been good. We know we're going to get better, we know we have to get better, and you know, systems can cause teams problems, but so can players, and it's the players that make the system sometimes.
It was interesting, having seen the Blackpool game, that if we're talking about a sum of all parts, it was nearly there, but for the odd mistake, wasn't it, along the way in that game. Is that how you would sort of sum things up right now?
Yeah, but when you go back over and you look at the Blackpool game, some of the stuff for the majority of the game was very, but we're the better team. It just shows you the importance in this league of taking your chances and being resilient at the other end, you know. And after we watched the games, we look at the stats, we had more shots, more crosses, more possession, more final third entries, we ran further than them, we had more sprints in them, but the one stat that matters is the one at the end, and that's the result, you know. So a lot of things that were pleasing, and we're progressing well at the minute, but it's vitally important that we get 3 points on board very soon.
So how have you found this? Obviously, people build up to a big start to the season, you play a couple of games in no time, and for Doncaster Rovers, then all of a sudden you came grinding to a halt and you've had 10 days, almost 2 weeks off.
It was horrible, you know, because once the season starts, you want to play as many games as you can. What it has allowed us to do is talking about this being a new group, is get them together and get some really good work into them. You know, and the players have been fantastic from that point of view. It's given me the opportunity to go and watch a lot of games as well.
Where have you been? Where have you been watching?
I'll be telling. I've been abroad watching a few games. You know, quite lucky that other clubs let me use their contacts to go and look at players. And been watching a lot of games here as well.
Right, so the list has got a bit longer then, has it?
Always does, always does. Look, I go and watch teams train, because the one thing I want to do is better myself as well.
So, new group of players against one of your former clubs, Blackburn Rovers. What do you make of them right now?
I've got a manager that I know very well, and Gary. He's come in last season and done fantastically well in what was a really tough job and a difficult situation for him. They've got good players, I know that. They've got a lot of players that could and have done, played in the Premier League. So we know that they'll be a threat to us. But we're confident it's a home game. We're getting better all the time, and it's a game we believe we can win.
It's interesting there. I mean, you were there in the not too distant past. You spent a good couple of years at Blackburn Rovers, didn't you? At a time when they were playing in Europe, it seemed like, if I may say, the madhouse 18 months, 2 years prior to perhaps the last couple of months. Do you think it's settling down there now?
I think so, but what they've got is a man in charge who will settle it down. You know, he knows the club inside out. Gary was the youth team coach when I was there, going back to 2004. So he's been there a long time. He's a clever football man and a steady influence on the players, you know. And I know the players respect him and want to play for him, and that's possibly what they've needed.
Because there was the perception of having had big changes along the way, that all of a sudden from promoting from within didn't necessarily seem like the right idea. Presumably then you disagree with that.
I do, because Gary's a friend. Look, I think they've got something like 50-odd pros. So for Gary to manage that the way he has done and still put a top-quality team out that gets results, you know, it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it says something about, A, the size of a squad, or perhaps the situation at a football club, that a player of the experience of Pedersen doesn't really get a look in anymore and is seen as surplus to requirements.
It is, and look, Morton's somebody I know very well. I played alongside him for 2 years. But the problem is, and I actually had it as a player myself when I was at Man City, you know, when you have a big turnover of managers who are allowed to bring in their own players, you end up having a big group of players to deal with, and you can only pick 18 on a match day. So if you've got 30, 40, 50 plus pros, it's managing that situation, and it's something Gary's done really well.
Blackburn Rovers are a good team, but so often the difference is Jordan Rhodes. How important is it that you keep the shackles on him?
Yeah, it is. Jordan's a top player. He's a player that, well, sometimes doesn't seem as if he's in the game, but he's got that horrible knack of bobbing up and scoring a goal. His movement's fantastic, and in and around the box, more often than not, he hits the target. So we know that we're going to have to defend properly. We know second balls are going to be important in both boxes as well. But that's why we've had 10 days work on it.
You've mentioned it already, so how acutely aware are you? Just the need to get that first 3 points in the bag, up and running, and then you can not relax a little bit, but it's a milestone, isn't it?
It is, and you know, we'll be saying to the players this, although it's only our second game of the season, tomorrow night will typify what the championship's all about. And the weekend, you know, we didn't play them and moved up a place. You know, if by any way means or forms we get 3 points tomorrow night, we move up 8 places. I know people say it's a false situation at the minute, but all throughout the season, that's what the Championship's like.
Psychological, isn't it? Everybody looks at the paper, despite the fact that they say that they don't. And if you're eight places higher up the table, it's good, isn't it?
It does. It does. And I think people are lying if they say they don't take note of it. You know, but people say it's false because it's only their second game. But this will happen at Christmas time, it'll happen in March time, you know, so it's important we take advantage of it now.
And winning is a habit that everybody wants to get into?
It is, it's a good habit, and so is clean sheets. You know, again, the Rochdale game, we were good in phases and not so good in other phases, but we kept a clean sheet, got the win, and that's what we've got to aim for tomorrow night.